Hey, ladies, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. This is my 8-week program. Sometimes I refer to it as the 8-week challenge. If you've been here a while, you've been hearing about it and maybe waiting to take the leap, or maybe it has not been the right timing for you if you were in a season of pregnancy or postpartum. And the time might be now. We are kicking off April 8th. I am closing enrollment April 1st, and I only take 20 ladies. So if you've been thinking about it before, this is the time to take the leap. It does not come back again until September. If you're not sure what this is, it's essentially an 8-week program where it's a group setting. I take your hand and walk you through setting up a great metabolism so that you can, after the 8 weeks, have this awesome metabolism built that keeps burning fat for you. You don't have to worry about what diet to try, this, that, on and off bandwagons, yo-yoing. This is the anti-yo-yoing plan here. Okay. So in the 8 weeks, I set you up with workouts to do. They're press, play, and go. So you just have the plan for all 8 weeks. You have access to this forevermore. So the videos are yours to keep and keep using. If you're not a video gal, I've got PDFs for you. And you can also continue whatever workout style you're doing apart from the program. You don't have to do the program workouts. Nutrition really is the biggest basis of the program. On the podcast, very often I'm talking about eating high protein, talking about 80-20 eating. I'm talking about eating according to your macros sometimes, or eating intuitively. This all comes together in the program. So here, maybe you've been piecemealing it, listening to some of the episodes, trying to do this on your own. I just take your hand truly, and we start with what you are already doing, and I just refine it as we go in that 8 weeks. You start just logging what you're already eating. And then I teach you, you know what, Sarah, pulling a name from here, you gotta not eat that avocado at breakfast if you're going to have peanut butter at lunch because it's putting you over in fats. So instead, you're gonna wanna, you know, or if you're gonna have guac tonight, then maybe that's not the day that we have some kind of peanut butter on the toast, whatever. I teach you how to balance that out in ways of picking and choosing, and nothing is restrictive. So you can do this forevermore. I'm equipping you with these tools so that then when you go to a barbecue this summer or whatever it is, you know, you can look at the table and say, and not say like, oh, I shouldn't eat that. I can't eat that. Oh, that's off limits. That's a bad food. That's a good food. You can be informed and look at the buffet table and say, you know what? I am going to have a burger, but I'm not going to have the bun because I'm going to have a beer instead. So that'll be my carb. And then I'll fill up half my plate with veggies and so on and so forth. That's what I am teaching you to do. And now, if you want a chance to win some of your money back, you can submit optional before and after pictures, which is a fun little addition to the program that you don't have to do. It is optional. And, you know, we come out with a winner at the end. So it's always a good time. You have the support in the community of all these other women trying to do this with you. And we have a good time. You have me for personalized check-ins. That's why I cap the number. And hundreds of women have found and sustained, more importantly, found and sustained fat loss with this program. So go grab a spot. We kick off April 8th. You can sign up at healthycatholicmoms.com under the Work With Me tab. Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy and strong to carry out your life. Okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more.
all the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in.
Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome to today's episode. Thank you so much for being here and hanging out with me and my little 1 month old baby guy who is wrapped to me as we chat together. Today, we are going to be diving into HIIT versus steady state cardio, the benefits, which is better for fat loss, all that jazz. And sorry, I might be rocking. You know, I'm rocking to and fro here. So I do catch myself rocking away from the mic. We did a live webinar a couple weeks ago and the ladies in the chat were like, I'm catching like every third word because you're literally rocking. And at that point, I actually had my microphone attached to the wrap. So I was like rocking away from it towards the baby. Anyways, if that's a little glitchy on the sound, please forgive it. You know how it goes behind the scenes with four kids and a microphone in the basement. That's how we're doing things these days. All right. So I'm going to read to you. I mentioned last episode, but you might not have listened to these in order. No, not everybody does. That I'm going to read a testimonial from the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program at the start of each episode to get us ramped up for the April round of this fat loss program. I do this 3 times a year. It's 8 weeks. It's intensive. I'll tell you all about it in other parts of the episode. But I just want to share some testimonials with you because I think it means more hearing what other people have to say about it. That's just me personally. Obviously, the person who made it is going to tell you the product is great, but hearing from other people is a little bit different. All right, this is from Lauren today. It says, these past 8 weeks with Brittany were the kick in the butt that I really needed. Although I've been working out consistently for years, I've always struggled to eat a balanced way. I typically go back and forth between eating all clean food or eating whatever I want, whenever I want. It is so hard for me to read these and not comment because isn't that 98% of us? That is almost every single person I worked with is always shocked that they actually see fat loss because they've already been working out and they've already been eating quote unquote healthy. That was me as well when I, you know, dropped a lot of body fat. Same thing. So anyway, additionally, I'd often fast until lunch because I thought I needed to save my calories. This challenge has totally changed my perspective on food. I feel confident that I now know the balance of carbs, fat, and protein my body needs. Because of this, I eat often, I eat a fun variety of foods, and I'm really just not afraid of calories anymore. Yay. I've learned so much about balance and moderation when it comes to my food. This doesn't feel like an 8-week challenge that is over and done. It's an easy choice for me to continue to eat this way because I truly feel so much more consistent with my food choices. I couldn't be more grateful for these last 8 weeks. Ah, Lauren, couldn't be more grateful for your review. Truly, I mean it. And I really appreciate all those of you who have taken the time to leave reviews after you do it, because again, it usually helps encourage others to get these great results too. All right, diving in, little guy's up, so he might be nursing soon. We're diving into HIIT versus steady state cardio. Okay, so if you've been around with me for any length of time, you know I am all about strength training as a way to change your body composition, to jumpstart and maintain fat loss, all of that. Okay. So I believe the bones of your workout program should be strength training. Okay. However, cardio is great. Cardio has lots of other benefits like increasing your VO2 max and heart health and all of that, which strength can also play a role in. So I've said before, like, you don't technically quote unquote need cardio. As long as you are doing heart pumping strength training, you can get a lot of similar benefits, research shows. But if you like cardio, you know, some of us just are, everybody has a different, you know, leaning. I have talked to ladies who, there are two ladies, I'll just say it because a lot of you probably listen to the podcast. Oh, maybe they might be listening right now because I know they do listen sometimes on the Laughs and Littles podcast. That when, if you've never heard the podcast, you should go check it out. That this, I've been on there 2 times. And the second time we were chatting, one of the hosts is all about cardio and the other host would love to never do cardio again. And just, I'm paraphrasing, but you know, they're a divided team over there. So when we were chatting about working out, it was a funny conversation like that. And I think that's most of us is, you know, either we enjoy the strength or we enjoy the cardio. Now you might be of the camp that's like, I only actually do the cardio because I think I need it for Fat loss. Now, you don't, you really, I'm going to say that right now, you do not need to do the cardio for fat loss if that's the only reason you are doing it. But cardio can be a tool to have in your tool belt for fat loss as well. So, in the 8-week program, we do the bones of it is strength to train your body, change your body composition rather, and rev up your metabolism and all that good stuff that I will teach. But we do also use cardio strategically. All right. So the funny thing though is when we're having this conversation, if you are purely, because I will talk today about what I consider some of the benefits. Hi. Now we're attempting to nurse in the rep. There we go. What I consider some of the pros and cons, a lot of this is going to be anecdotally and in my experience, because when you research this, research has and science has kind of swung around in this arena for years and years. Steady state was kind of ruling the roost. It was like you need 30 to 40 minutes a day, or 30. It was like a across the board. Old teaching textbooks would say, old training textbooks would say, you need 5 30-minute cardio sessions a week for heart health, and didn't even say anything about strength training for a while. And now standards have been changing, and it's been said in those kinds of textbooks that you can actually swap in strength training, get similar benefits, like I mentioned. But then HIIT came on the scene, and it was probably, I want to say 10 years ago, was super buzzy, maybe 15 years ago, where it was like, no, HIIT is the best thing for fat loss. Don't even do steady state cardio, just do HIIT for fat loss. Now it seems to be a very mixed bag. When you even Google, it was funny. I just in preparing, I want to have a couple tangible resources for you guys. When I Googled, is HIIT or steady state, you know, which one's better for fat loss, something along those lines, two articles came up, and the first two articles were in complete opposition to each other. The first one was like, and so we see that steady state is definitely, you know, the best for fat loss. And the second article was like, and as you can see, the research shows HIIT is the best for fat loss. So, to give away the spoiler quite early on in the podcast, that's kind of the gist is you should do what you enjoy. I'm going to read a couple things to us, but my first piece of advice, my knee-jerk reaction to you is always the best workout is the workout you're actually going to do. And that is really true, because as much as I even tell you strength training should be the bones, if you're either going to not work out or you're going to do Zumba twice a week, I would so much rather you obviously do Zumba twice a week because you're moving. If you're going to not lift at all, but you're going to walk 3 times a week, okay, you're walking. But if you're going to ask me, you know, what is going to give aid longevity, protect my bones, rev my metabolism, then obviously I have to tell you strength training, right? But same kind of goes with cardio. If you hate one or the other, that's kind of the good news for you is go with the one that you prefer. Now let's delve into it a little bit. This is from PubMed, and they did a study. It says this study compared the effects of two HIIT protocols versus steady state training on aerobic and anaerobic capacity following 8 weeks of training. And these were untrained people. 55 untrained college-age subjects were randomly assigned to three training groups: steady state, exercise, and it goes into like the logistics of what they did. Now, the interesting thing is, says the results. The results suggest that although HIIT protocols are time efficient, they are not superior to conventional exercise training in sedentary young adults. So this is obviously going from not moving at all to then people who are either doing steady state or HIIT. And I don't remember what the third group was because they did say three groups. But they were not necessarily tracking fat loss. They were measuring the increases in power during Wingate testing and like their output, their ventilatory threshold, and those kinds of things. So, but probably if you can bet that there was no huge differences in things like their VO2 max and lung capacity and whatnot, then there probably wasn't. That's my drawing conclusions from it is there were probably also not that large of differences in fat loss if there was not that notable of a difference in those arenas either. So I thought that one was interesting, and that was a PubMed article. And then this article is from transparentlabs.com. And they talked about while steady state may seem better for fat loss in the short term, current research suggests that HIIT provides the same benefits in a more time efficient manner. So it's also basically saying both are fine. HIIT is going to be quicker for you to do. It did say, though, that HIIT is going to induce a multitude of physiological effects that traditional steady state cardio does not. Now, they're not citing the exact literature, but they're saying literature suggests that such metabolic adaptations include lower appetite, greater excess post-exercise oxygen uptake, which people usually abbreviate to EPOC or EPOC, the EPOC. Healthier blood lipid profiles and blood pressure readings, increase in VO2 max output, and favorable endocrine modulation. These beneficial changes are seemingly less pronounced after performing steady state cardio. So they're just saying you might get some of those benefits, but they seem to be more dramatic when doing HIIT. There's a lot of like gray area here too, where I feel like some people might just push themselves more in HIIT and not push themselves as much in steady state. So if you're newer as well and you're like, what are these terms? I probably should have defined the terms closer to our start here. But steady state cardio is doing cardio at one pace. So you are walking, you are jogging, you are running for like 20 to 40 minutes. And then HIIT is where you are doing intervals, high intensity intervals. And true HIIT is like working, if you were on a scale of 1 to 10, at a 10 out of 10 at your work intervals and then resting. And you should go so hard in those intervals that you truly need the breaks. There are some like HIIT is still kind of buzzy. So there's some classes or forms of working out that say they're HIIT, but people are like talking through it. It's like a minute is the interval. That's not really true HIIT. HIIT is short intervals, like 20 seconds is Tabata style, 20 seconds of work. 30 seconds is usually the max that I will push it. Sometimes, like in our monthly workout program, just to test endurance, I'll do like 40 seconds quick break, 20 seconds quick break, 10 seconds or something like that. But it's not actually even that is even not true HIIT. That's just I'm using it strategically for more endurance. But true HIIT is very short, usually under 30 seconds of a 10 out of 10 effort, followed by rest for a short amount of time. Like that's like all out sprints on the treadmill, all out rowing. So you can do like five of them and get similar benefits to doing 30 minutes on, say, like an elliptical. Okay. So here's totally just my opinions now and my anecdotal notes here. My personal pros in the HIIT department is that it does take less time. Okay. So for a busy mom who cannot go for 30-minute runs twice a week or 30-minute bike rides or things like that, but could do 5 minutes of intervals at the end of a strength training session, this is ideal. Truly, for me personally, when I have babies, which is right now, currently nursing, so I have to say babies, I get super frustrated when I should actually just press pause and back that up. When I had my first child, I would bring that little baby in the carrier, in the infant carrier, into our apartment gym. And I would try to time it. Like I would walk him in the stroller, try to get him to fall asleep so that I could take the car seat off and pop it right next to my treadmill. And I would try to like run on the treadmill and or walk on the treadmill or do whatever. But I'd try to get this like 30-minute session in. And I would get super agitated when I had to stop and nurse all the time. Now that was new Brittany, new mom Brittany. And hopefully I'm not as selfish anymore. I was going to say the more selfish Brittany, but that's obviously a self-diagnosis that I would hope I'm not as selfish anymore. But like, I could only see this as like, this is an interruption to my workout. Oh, this is annoying. Oh, I have to take a break. I'm probably like not burning as many calories now. That was where my head was at. Whereas now I know better. And I know that with a baby, I'm probably not getting a 30-minute session of anything in. I'm probably going to have nursing breaks. And it's okay. It works itself in better in strength training to take these breaks because you already need rest time. So I know if I'm gonna, I know I'm gonna be taking rest after 10 reps. So if he starts crying, around rep six, he can cry for four more reps, and then I will stop and I'll nurse him and I'll take my break and then I'll go back to what I'm doing. And there's just room. This is just a tip to those of you who have kids who are like, I don't know how to work this into my workouts. That's a really nice thing about strength. You can be a lot more hands-on between sets. So even if I have all of my kids with me while I'm working out, I'll be like, okay, you guys are playing. I will do my 10 reps, do 10 reps of something else, and then I will play with them, check in with them. And okay, mom, don't talk to mom during a set. I will say that to them. I have episodes on this, tons of episodes on working out with kids, but I'll say, don't talk during mommy's set, or sure, after mom's set. And then I'll do it and then I'll go back to it. So a perk of HIIT is that it does not take a lot of time. You could literally do 3 minutes of HIIT and be in good cardio shape. I have done this for years. I have had like year stints in there where I have done absolutely no steady state, only HIIT cardio. And then I've gone and ran a 5K randomly, which obviously is steady state cardio, or ran, if I was doing a distance more than 5 miles, I would need to train for it. But just having the HIIT base can usually give you if along with the strength training, you usually have a pretty good base for endurance as well. Now, that's not everybody. Again, it's kind of anecdotally, because I personally do like to be at a level of fitness where I feel like I could run a 5K at any time. And I can lift a decent amount of weight. And that's just a personal thing. Like, I want to kind of be well-rounded there. So if you're like, well, but I don't want to lose it, I don't really necessarily lose it by only doing a HIIT, not doing steady state, unless like the ceiling there would probably be like 5 miles. All right. So that's a pro for me for HIIT, is that it takes less time. And then this is totally anecdotally too, but HIIT seems to lower my appetite. When I really go all out, and I'm doing these insane sprints, or insane rows, or on the Stairmaster. I haven't done in years because I haven't gone to the gym in a long time. But when I did used to go to the gym, I used to love to do intervals on the stairs. I was not as hungry throughout the day. Like, there was something about it, like what it did to my system, not in a bad way. It didn't make me sick or anything, but where my appetite was lower throughout the day. Whereas for me personally, again, and anecdotally here, steady state seems to actually rev my appetite. Anytime I add in like a spin class a week, or when I was training for the ultra marathon where I was doing 50 miles, I would then have to run, like 20 miles on the weekend. Even if I was running like 6 miles working up to it, I remember my appetite just soaring when as soon as I started adding those longer runs in. So I truly don't think, I was losing anything from it. I was truly just eating to cancel out those calories. So if you look at it as like, oh my gosh, I burned 500 calories from that run, I was just taking those back in. So everybody's different. You might be totally opposite on that, but for me personally, HIIT seems to lower my appetite. Steady state seems to just increase it. So my favorite combo, I did just mention this on the episode on the best workout to be lean and toned, which is our first episode of March. My favorite combo is strength and low intensity steady state cardio, which is steady state, but it's just walking. Okay. And there's other forms of it, but my favorite combo is strength training as my primary way of working out and then taking walks in conjunction with that. Again, my schedule does not always allow that. So that's where HIIT comes in for me, where if I'm not getting in walks, I will then do 1 to 2 days of HIIT a week just to keep some cardio in the rotation. And that's why if you're in the Chasing Greatness group, the monthly workout program, that is what it typically looks like. Almost every month, I have at least one HIIT tacked on to the end of a workout, or two, maybe three if I was doing fat loss and wanted to rev it up a little bit. There's a lot of parameters around there where I would not advise doing more than three HIIT sessions a week to let your body recover. But that's really what it boils down to, ladies, is pick the one that you enjoy and the one that you are going to stick with. Also know that you do not need cardio for fat loss, but and try things out. Like I said, that was anecdotal, right? Like, you might be opposite, but for me, if I do add in HIIT, it's going to lower my appetite. So that could be a good thing if I'm trying to like stop eating excess calories or something like that. Or I could just stick with my normal, quote unquote, my favorite, my go-to of the lifting and the walking, as long as my schedule allows the walking. For me, that's probably not going to be in a baby season until it is nicer out and baby can come with me on the walks, or when he is content longer so that I can walk longer on the treadmill without him. I don't know what it is. I've pondered it every time. To this point, I have not tried it with him. I have pondered walking on the treadmill with a baby wrapped to me, but it just freaks me out because I'm like, if I ever fell and scraped them, I would feel terrible, obviously, and be like, I never should have done that. But I've seen people do it. I've thought about it. I've thought, Brittany, you've never fallen off a treadmill before. Why would you fall if you're walking slowly with a child? But I've just not tried that. We're just going to probably not even knock on that door. But anyways, my thoughts that probably should stay in my head and not out loud to the world. I do not walk on treadmills with my babies. Do not call CPS. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, being here. Somehow you still come back each time. And next episode, we are talking about 5 tips to help you stick with your health regimen. I think these are pretty good. I think they're pretty, they might have some, I hope they come at this from some different angles than you're used to. This is not just the like, give yourself a reward. I tried to really delve into and think about what helps me stick with things and get a little bit more specific than that. So definitely tune in next episode. And until then, I hope you have a great rest of your day. I will talk to you next time.